Everybody, welcome to another bonus episode of the Business of African Fashion Podcast. Today is December 9th, 2024, and I'm just doing these quick bonus sessions as different ideas pop in my head to hop on the mic and share with you all. So, what came to me today was this phrase, and it just said, "You've consumed enough, it's time to create." So that's what I'm reflecting on during this time. And really, I want you guys to think about how you spend your time engaging with the world, and especially engaging with your phone, your cellular device, because a lot of us are consuming, which is normal because that's what we were doing when the internet, you know, was first introduced into our collective psyche and into the way we, you know, socialize and connect with each other. But at this point, there is also room for you to create something in the world, right? And if you're listening to this podcast, it means you want to start a fashion business or you've already started something in fashion. So obviously, based on that, I'm presuming that there is, you know, some desire to create in you. So I just wanted to hop on here and say that you've consumed enough. It's time to start creating. And honestly, creating doesn't have to look the way you think it should look. You don't have to create on Instagram or on Facebook or any of the places where, you know, you feel like they're already established people. You might want to just create in a place where there's zero pressure. You don't have to feel like there's somebody watching you or there is an expectation to perform a certain way. Because if you remember, so I grew up on the early iterations of the internet, right? When I remember in secondary school, we were all on Twitter, many of us, and I would just go on there to laugh and like read tweets and all of that. So I feel like there was no pressure back then for social media, but right now it might feel like there is an even added pressure if you're, you know, branding yourself as a content creator. Like everything has to be crisp, everything has to be perfect, which, you know, eventually it will get to that point, but you are in the beginning of your journey, so there's no expectation that it will be crisp and perfect. So in order to take away that pressure, look for another platform where you can create, right? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, like the really popular sites, those are not the only places where you can actually create, right? Many of you know that I've emphasized the community on this podcast, like, and the community is hosted on Mighty Networks. So if you haven't joined, it's on Mighty Networks, but think about that. That's a place where I'm creating, where I'm sharing knowledge, where we're connecting, but it's not on the big platforms like Instagram, right? So for you, if you're feeling pressure, if you're kind of just feeling a little weird about it, just given the landscape, you can start to look for other places where you can create and also where you can consume, right? I want to advise for 2025 against consuming what everybody else is consuming or consuming in the same location that everyone is consuming their content. So most people were on Instagram, you know, during the COVID pandemic, the boom, and then, you know, TikTok kind of crept in with all the dancing videos, but TikTok has kind of now evolved into a platform of its own, right? So with social media constantly evolving and changing, that means that things are very dynamic, which is good, but I want you to remember that things are so dynamic that you don't have to overthink it. So if for you, Instagram is a place that gives you a lot of anxiety, maybe post once or twice there, but then find somewhere else where you can freely create your art, your craft, whatever it is. So my lesson for you all today is you've consumed enough. It's time to start creating. And if you're like, no, Victoria, I'm not ready to start creating, please don't put that pressure on me, then your own advice is stop consuming from where everybody else is consuming. Look for new places to get information. Look for new places to get ideas. Don't only get your ideas and your information from Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. Like, find out what else exists out there. It's a whole digital world. There are infinite amount of apps. There's infinite amount of places where people are meeting, where people are connecting, and where people are collaborating. So no pressure to remain on whatever is popular or whatever is common among the people that you're hanging out with, right? So feel free to diversify your consumption and diversify your creation. All right. That's everything I have for you all. I hope you're having a good December, wherever you are, and I will talk to you all later. Bye.